Similarly, your understanding of emptiness will be such that the very idea of emptiness, the emptiness of intrinsic reality, will dispel any possibility of grasping at nihilism, because emptiness here has been equated with dependent origination. So emptiness is no longer an emptiness of a mere nothingness, but rather emptiness of independent reality, emptiness of intrinsic reality. So what you find here is that the apparent the apparent world dispels eternalism, and the emptiness dispels nihilism. And so once that is possible, then you will be able to understand emptiness almost like a cause of the world of dependent origination. Emptiness will be seen like a kind of the basis, the ground which makes it possible for the diversity of the world of cause and effect, the world of dependent origination, almost as if the world of dependent origination is like a manifestation of the emptiness. And one can say that the world of dependent origination arises out of emptiness. The world of dependent origination is possible because of emptiness. So one can almost see emptiness like a cause for the dependent origination. Therefore, Tsongkhapa writes that, in addition, the appearance prevents extreme of existence, and emptiness prevents that of non-existence. And if you see how emptiness shows in cause and effect, you will never be stolen off by extreme views. And then finally, the last concluding verse reads, when you have grasped, as well as I, the essential points of each of the three principal elements of the path as explained, then go into seek solitude, oh my son, which is a sort of an endearing term. Make mighty efforts and quickly win your ultimate wish.
Oh yeah. That is what the Tongdame and the Shudu are taught. Nelu Samu, Ta Junes, Ta Tunes, the Susa, you have been seeing Ta Tunes, Nelu Samu, Ta Tunes, Legend, you see, Tongu Chons. Logbe, Taget, Tata, Rapabi, Sugar, Dun, Tongu, Tongu Shosin. Other thing, Tanya to your answer, go to Zane, and Because we get things who are trimmed in the Yawsang Damotana, Kausha. 다들 상담이네. 아니. 그 제대로 두고라. 니냥가 여봤다. 타녀도 항상 까윤 두고 타녀다서 싫어 그런 나대로 소리. 난 민짬시 짬시에 짬래니 민부터 자야서로 거베이나. 난 제대로 두고. 근데 이미 되잖아. 근데 내려다 가사. 내로 삼다로 다 주네스니. 내로 삼들이야. 다디 미디어 차네. 난 타녀도 자지 줘봐 싶어. 니운드잖아. 아니 거리 너다 이제 전담 담바 뒤에 아니 민감을 했으려면 좀 마대로 차는 영어 인도 배로 차시잖아 전담 담바 샹동 군소 담바 랑동 세아치비는 레제가 다 차려요 배지 레제가 다 차려요 다 니치 동이 설주잖아 말해 다른 식의 레제가 다 데리로 삼는 게 텐주의 루시자지는 와도 세아비는 샌잔베 아니, 가다지 샹왕 군도디 다 팬을 삼아 대견 집에 있잖아요. 샹왕 군도 랑생이 두었지. 다 군도기 그게 몸밖에니 출세디 아니 숙소기 치르기 최디디 라인 민네식 샹자기하로 차단기가 있는 게 있잖아요. 디디디 아니 닐린시바 찍래 닐린사비 찍래다 깨발로 두었지. 아니 가다 숭지자 타대비 똥 두윤두자네 차단도 충두스래 리리 있는데 아니 원해서는 레저가 동고 차그래 와 거간다 아니 생다 너니 찍을게요 말이 치료 수수 예발에 라랑이 내내 그 계정이 지기 그 치료 추지 예발에 맞아 승진 자 다들 도대야 승진 자 다들 예발에 우주군 송원의 진천이 응원배 흉내 송원의 드문자로리야 런지천이 송샤스 랑자야 송샤 실제 받으신 배 그도네 니가 있니 랑신이 매가 매년 송샤스 리메이드산에 이제 대신 이후디 탄녀도 여념 탄탐을 매념제 마도 직여 직미 직대 직미 된세하게 여자민도 세송인도 들여산에 제인도산에 아다선자베 아니 치료 가야성인데 해질 레셔 동부서 사용기 자들이 왜다 간다 다 니치 동원에 안어서 별로 차셔는 근데 저 누구 매너선 트랜스다 나 강사로 한 집에 자유주 동원설로 인해 다디 롱접업 다 아니 가서게 라운에 제수 되게 또 제다 디코에 근데 롱접업 다 랑게에 아니 런신도 메딩이지 아니 디 롱제의 풍속 쳇슬로도 첨비 풍속 쳇려 자방 중도에 되지 마도 풍속 랑게 때문에 아니 동배 고가지 당도야 믿어와 매시시는 가사 담임이 태웠었잖아. 시는 부모님이 다고 이미 태웠었는데, 소리지. 하나만 하나면 니 고야 소리지. 일을 붙이기 하래. 단 니기, 그게 가서 그래. 냠냉이 더 하래야. 패야지. 롱주버드 다 랑어. 축두버로. 랑겨버로. 니지. 샘바 치즈를 쳐. 니지. 니 롱제제 쳐. 니 샹자 쳐. 니가 랑어에 랑겨투베, 재수투베 다 메버통이. 대비의 예바로 양용을 걸어 준비해 있나 롱제제 풍속을 취하려 민의 차단을 충돌하지 도시는 영향마도 풍속을 취하고 그래야 되네 다그 동구지 사과합니다 봐 자 이제 자리에는 니세의 동부서를 초기에는 맨날 참참별이다 자 간단히 니세의 동부서를 러시아의 동부서야 뒤 턴을 맴버지 턴을 들을 매딩의 시가 러파 쇠인 러파 땅 러체의 동부지 아 나 정도 잘 된다 그봐 但是 내 니즈로서는 늘 제발 말해 되는 이 내버지들이 이 내디 실제 탐지를 못 했고 실제 처지를 못 했고 되지라 니즈를 동반세래 그래서 늘제 니즈 동반 천지배스 또 러브의 땅에 타다 러브한테 출근 되는 동반 동반쇼시니 러브 출근 날이야 당도 출근 날이야 여하래 해지 공화로서 나는 용이다 쟤네 간다이니 러시비의 동반디 무엇을 이해되었지? 무엇을 이해되어? 무엇을 인루 인되었지? 아니, 나한테다 인벌 마셔봐다 이해받지? 맞아, 이해받 마통니. 다 네가 사도 되는 법을 해봐. 또 그 사도 아니, 뇌가 꺼셔버렸지다. 당연히 해봤지. 뇌파 남도 그 또다 하셨지. 말이 있어. 니도 뇌색이 나와요. 말이 있어. 러시지 또한데 시시 거실을 켜. 거실을 마셔봐. 근데 말이 시시.
你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是有东北人吗你是 나도 마구마 마도 꽝내셔. 나 빼, 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 가서 빼, 랑가치셔. 나 진짜 빼, 쎄우, 쉽지. 나 니소 말이. 레젠 니지 똥과 창신배, 러브에 땅에 타다 러브한테 죽은 뇌는 똥을 똥을 쇼. 다시 샴디, 배지 러브 숨을 자나면 썸팅기. 남다 러브 체미 쓰임기체. 담배 매를라는 짐이지. 침실 기준. 쇼소 자나면 다이 쥐미 침을 쪄줘. 쎄니. 단 산지기 담배. 닝부디 러브송간 로구여베인데 추두글라바드송 데네 양다 알람도 로베 람네쇼 미기신이 뒤로 원두송 가인테야 다게 달라도 개양가바 람랑 거버쇼 송디 지다 삼덴다 지다 참닝지다 지다 탑기 양해디송 추름 시순 시순에 되는 심체베던 추름 나발다고 시체베 되는 다 다시베 람제르바디 이디송 아니 실라가 된 신에게 된 신지베 된 이디송 이 슈그데, 다리 체수 좀배 생기 대, 롬에 와서 뽑아 쳐진, 내가 가게 뉴에 드시, 민주 때문에 지금 쓰고 있어야지, 다시 시대 올리고 가는지, 아, 조금만 더 상태였어. 자 간다 라바송은 냠는게 땡네 아니 랑기 뒤에 디미를 쳐야 샹기 뒤에 디파미를 쳐야지 송샤가 땡네 다음에 강도 깨네 투바이 깨네 49년이면 다음에 강도 49년이면 나는 강도 깨네 투바이 숨기 뒤에 또 어디에서 렉순서도 온주 싫어다 쓰리내면 대단 담벌쇼 엔드리시다 다하게 류도 소도 농조로 균도 체내 삼아다 다하게 민주변은 다하게 사고로 마시 참주시 다하게 들어 정보면도 다하게 현실급이시로 사소하게 규례지니 남이 장중고만 대화로 쇼 생각 어떤 얘기 장중선도 널남기배 가서로 닝부수 뒤니 아니 냠랭이 내다 뒤니 송시보다 뒤니 말이 난 이슈대 아니 멀람지다 강제 통합도 예를 참으시면 나게 계산하는지 멀롱으로 보시 모유를 선범해버려서 사선다면 사선 답에 떡지 렉드고 자신 멀롱다면 니이트 멀롱 파르신 뭐 용서는 류신근지라고 공쇼 제 통마다 통마다 파다 탐을 깨면 멀롱 니니 만두 쪽에 경감바 기허버스 주신데 경감바 로산다고 빼기 쇼드 빼기 디궁 디궁입니다 디궁집을 자고 세네 알으세요
We now read from verse 22, which reads that by discarding all false views which hold supreme, views of emptiness, speculative or incomplete, propagated through fear of the profound, propagated through fear of the profound mode of being, may I realize all things as primordially empty. There is a reference to holding. The views of emptiness that is speculative and incomplete. So what is being referred to here from the Madhyamaka point of view is that you know, one's understanding of the emptiness should not be a mere construct, something that has no bearing with to reality. For example, from the Madhyamaka's point of view, the view of emptiness that maintains that the conventional phenomena are empty of themselves and ultimate phenomena, ultimate truth is empty of the other. That kind of view from the Madhyamaka point of view is a pure construct because it has no bearing to reality. Similarly, from the Madhyamaka's point of view, the Chitta Mantra, the mind-only school's standpoint, that the external reality is a world of our perception of the external reality. The external reality is a world of illusion. And if you examine it carefully, you know, what we see as an external world is in reality nothing other than the projections of our thought. And they have a very sophisticated way of explaining this that, which is grounded in a sort of a psychological idea that, what actually happens is the sort of the seed, the both external world and the perception are in the ultimate analysis one and the same thing, but the perception that we have of an object being out there is a mere illusion. So in this way, they argue for an understanding of ultimate nature of reality, where the duality between subject and the object, the distinction between subject and object, is dissolved. That kind of there is a denial, complete denial of the reality of the physical world, and this, from the Madhyamaka's point of view, is a view of emptiness that is a purely speculative and has no bearing to reality. In fact, Madhyamaka's would argue that if the idea is to reject intrinsic, independent reality to the external world, then one should be able to extend that same kind of rejection of the independent and intrinsic reality to the subjective world as well. There is no point in distinguishing between the status, so far as the existence is concerned, between the subjective world of experience and the objective world of things and events. So from the Madhyamaka point of view, that is a kind of a speculative view. And so these are said to be speculative because they're, you know, although, for example, the Chitta Matra's view of the non-duality of subject and object, this denial of the reality of the physical world has a kind of a practical benefit because it helped individuals to really reduce their strong attachment to the external world of sense objects. However, so far as its status as representing the nature of reality is concerned, from the Madhyamaka's point of view, it is a speculative standpoint. And the reference to the incomplete view perhaps might can be understood in terms of such as the view of Vaibhashika and Sautrantika, where although they accept a notion of no self across the board to all phenomena, but their rejection of selfhood is very closely tied to the rejection of an independent self. And since the independent self is negated, therefore any fields of experience of that independent self is also rejected. So their understanding of the no self of things and events is not developed through analyzing the nature of the things and events, but rather from the point of view of the subjective experience. Such a view of emptiness, such a view of no self, although is not speculative because it does have bearing to reality, however, it is said to be incomplete because it does not represent the final standpoint of the understanding of the meaning of no self teachings. So therefore, such views are said to be incomplete. So we find, what we find here is, for example, Tsongkhapa writes in his middle-length exposition of the stages of the path to enlightenment, Lamrim Chungo, and also he writes in his elucidation of the intent, his commentary to Madhyamaka Avatara. He emphasizes the point that the emptiness of intrinsic reality, which is the final standpoint of the Madhyamaka Prasangika, represents the highest understanding of the teaching of emptiness. And because it is not a pure construct of thought, it has bearing to reality. It is the emptiness is not something that is newly constructed by some clever mind, but rather understanding of emptiness is a case of gaining insight or recognition of what is actually a fact, that all things and events are absent of independent reality, intrinsic reality is a fact. And the gaining insight into emptiness is gaining a cognition of what is actually the case. Therefore, the emptiness that, of intrinsic reality, intrinsic existence, is not a speculative view. And also, this emptiness is not an incomplete emptiness because it represents the final standpoint of the ultimate nature of reality. And also, this emptiness is not something that cannot be meditated upon, they cannot be focused on, that cannot be contemplated, they cannot be cognized. This is an emptiness that can be intellectually accessed, that can be conceptually understood, that can be cognized validly through true knowledge, that can be meditated upon, and one can gain in experience based on that meditation. And then this is an insight into such an emptiness also has the ability to help overcome all the negative negative aspects of our mind. So he makes this point repeatedly, which suggests that the final standpoint of Tsongkhapa, so far as the teaching on emptiness is concerned, is radically different from his earlier positions, which were presented in such texts as Golden Rosary and his retelling of the story of Bodhisattva, story of the Bodhisattva who, the Jataka tale where Bodhisattva gave away the story of the Bodhisattva, the Sara Dhatu Pariduta. And in these texts, the standpoint that Tsongkhapa presents is very different from his mature standpoint, which are found in the later texts. And then we read in the next three verses, the Tsongkhapa making aspirations to be able to teach the essence of the Dharma practice, which are the three higher trainings. The verse 23 reads, "May I lead to the pure discipline of Dharma. Even the degenerate who wear monk's robes, whose precepts are stained by a soiled conscience and disregard deeds condemned by the noble ones." So here he makes aspirations to be able to help people with the practice of morality. In the next verse we read, "May I also lead to the path praised by the sage, those discarding the right path by entering negative ones, swayed by the urging of evil friends and influenced by teachers of non-virtue." Here he is specifically referring to the need to need for others to engage in the practice of higher training in meditation or concentration. And in the next verse he writes, "The lion's roar of teaching, debate and writing humbles those false teachers, the foxes. By caring for them through skillful means, may I raise the banner of everlasting Dharma." Here he is referring to the practice of the higher trainings in wisdom or insight. And then he goes on to write, "When I drink the nectar of the Buddha's words, may I enjoy good birth, appearance and wealth, be skilled, intelligent and live long. May I never be, so wherever I may be reborn, may I love more dearly pure wanderers' motivation. May I lead them to the unsurpassed enlightenment." So with these, he presents succinctly all the key sentiments of the Bodhisattva's aspirations in these verses. And then the last two verses are conclusions. Verse 29, he writes, "Whoever sees or hears or contemplates these prayers, may they never be discouraged in seeking the Bodhisattva's amazing aspirations." And the final verse reads, "By praying with such expansive thought, created from the power of pure intention, may I achieve the perfection of prayers and fulfill the wishes of all sentient beings."
Oh yeah. That's the truth.
With that, the teaching is finished. So tomorrow before So tomorrow, before the initiation of Lama Tsongkhapa as an embodiment of the three bodhisattvas, we will do a brief ceremony of reaffirming the generation of the altruistic intention. The text of which is on the inside cover page. We will do the ceremony together by reciting these verses, and then this will be followed by a very short ceremony of taking lay persons' vows, precepts, and those who wish to take that can participate in the ceremony of taking the Upasaka vows, and therefore all of you should try to be here by 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah.